And you're right. Okay. I'm wrong again.
You're always wrong.
I just wanted to explain why I said that, because you seemed like, what the heck are you talking about?
That's exactly how I reacted.
Speaking of funny old Jewish men.
We have one on the line right now.
He's not that old. He's younger than I am. But he's a good friend of mine. And the reason I asked Greg, are you there?
I am, Dave. Good morning.
Hi, Greg Fishman. He's a good friend of mine. We've been friends for many, many years. He lives in Sacramento, where I did. And he is a former radio news reporter and anchor in Sacramento and in San Francisco. Currently member of the board of the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. And he's also communications coordinator at California State Association of Counties. He's a husband, he's a dad, and he's a fair to middling poker player. But the reason I asked Greg to come on is because every year, this has become a Christmas tradition of his. He posts on his Facebook page a story of when he was a young boy growing up Jewish in a Christian world at Christmas time.
I was a young girl growing up Jewish in a Christian world.
You still are.
Yes.
And it's always fascinated me, because I remember thinking when I was young, the poor Jewish kids don't get any presents.
That's not true.
Well, I found that out eventually. But they don't have the tree. That's not always true either. But at any rate,
I just saw something that a third of Jews actually have a tree in their house.
Really?
Yes.
Sure, why not? Well, Greg, you're married and you've got kids, and now correct me if I'm wrong, but they're not Jewish, right?
They're not. My wife is not Jewish, so we have a tree up, and we're going to light candles on the menorah just like we always do. So we just split the baby and do it all together. we Christmaka.
Split the baby. You might want to rephrase that, but at any rate.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, so tell us your story, though. I found this very endearing, very heartwarming, and it's kind of this really a message that people need to hear right now.
Well, thank you, Dave, and Amy. It's a pleasure to meet you over the phone, and thank you for the opportunity to tell this story, because it is something. It's a memory that really is meaningful to me, and apparently to other people too when I share it. So, where I grew up in Pengrove, California, there were some other Jewish families, but none had kids my age. So while we were getting ready for Hanukkah, my family, most of my friends were putting up Christmas decorations, trimming their tree, and eventually enjoying a Christmas ham, too. Now, we did have our own traditions for Hanukkah, of course, dreidels and potato latkes and presents on 8 nights, including usually some Hanukkah gelt. Those are the chocolate coins we get. But we never had a Christmas tree at my house, let alone a Christmas ham. I was lucky, though, because I usually did get to go down the street to help our neighbors trim their Christmas tree. Good people, our neighbors, really good people. And they never seemed to mind having the little Jewish kid come over to help them decorate their tree. Now, all these years later, I have to laugh at that memory, because our neighbors, the Shimazus, are Buddhists.
So were they just doing it to try to assimilate?
They just did it because they did it. And I don't think there's another country in the world where a little Jewish kid can run down the street to help his Buddhist neighbors trim their Christmas tree. And just between me and you, don't tell anybody else, I usually got to buy the ham out of the deal, too. So that's my Christmas story, my Hanukkah story, and again, my thank you and my great pleasure to share it with you and the people of Dallas.
We used to when Greg was on the radio with me at KFBK, he would do these kind of little essays from time to time on the air, and we called them the fish wrap because it was always very personal, very funny. Thank you very much, Greg. It was nice talking with you again.
Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and the same to both of you and everybody listening.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Here's Greg Fishman.